Our next guest is number 44 in your program, but he is number one in your hearts. He is America's long snapper.
Great blocker, too, Mac was telling
me. He's the Panther Iron Man. Underrated blocker. I mean, a lot of people don't even notice he's blocking. It's really pathetic. It really is. He is J.J. Jansen. J.J., what's up, baby? How you doing?
Mac, you're the leader of the JJ. We don't know the JJ Blocks fan club, so you know where all those people are. I actually played with Amini with all three numbers. I'll say this: the one like I didn't realize he wore two numbers. Ryan Khalil, everyone knows him as 67. Rookie year, he was 65.
Really,
which doesn't look nearly as good as 67.
So no, it doesn't.
Glad he switched, and that was a classic number.
He wore that 67
by the next time.
If Amini pops up on one more temperature read today, I swear to God.
If he's another fourth number, I'm losing it.
It's 81 degrees. I mean, he's so totally worried. Mac watched the all 22 JJ this week. He expanded the view out, so now he sees you blocking.
Yeah, I just noticed number 44 is in there holding up strong. You know, that was a bad moment. One of the most embarrassing moments I ever had is I thought that the rules prevented guys from rushing you. No, the rules only prevent it when you got to get the snap off, essentially, right? And then you can lift your head, and then they can just, just bamboozle you and shellac you. But do you want to know what type of friend JJ is? JJ texts our little group chat that we have last Friday afternoon and says, guys, he sent the link of the article of the interview being posted online.
Yeah.
Said, guys, this was our best work. Meanwhile, it's the most embarrassing moment I've had.
I agree.
That's right.
Oh, that's messed up.
That was good radio last week.
It was all for the fans. Yes, at my expense, it was good radio.
JJ knows about two or three more of those. He's got this show on lock.
I got to watch myself here. Rick is listening to who the best radio guy is for this show right now. JJ, you brought up Ryan Khalil. Is he the most underrated player that you played with? I mean, you might name a few or whatever, right? Not want to leave guys out. But I just believe that he just kind of did his job and went to five Pro Bowls. And I feel like when we do our greatest Panthers list, maybe he's not always put as high as he should be. I don't even think people know how damn funny he is, too. Like, I just think he's got to be up there, right? Who comes to mind when I talk about teammates that maybe the public doesn't know how good they really were?
Yeah, I think, just off the top, and obviously we're talking about him, I would have to put Ryan near the top of that list. You know, like, those really good years, I got here in 09, and those really good years that were, end of 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, we didn't have, like, a ton of, like, top offensive linemen, like, from a draft position standpoint. There was guys who maybe didn't play up to their draft status with their original team, so they came here. We had undrafted free agents, like Andrew Norwell was an undrafted free agent. Mike Remmers, an undrafted free agent. And those guys played great football for us, and they were a dynamite offensive line, especially that team that went in 15. And I think Khalil was probably the most important factor in that. Not only was it the communication, but it was also his athleticism, what they were able to get done because you had such a talented center playing. And then there's just all the leadership stuff, and it's the relationship building. Look, there's probably no group on a football team that has to be as close personally as the offensive line. They have to work together. They have to have a good relationships with one another so that they can really work as a cohesive unit. And that was something that Khalil really prioritized in that room, and it kind of spread out to the whole team. And he had all kinds of different ways to do it. There were jokes, there were videos, he made fun of everybody, and anybody was available to be made fun of by Ryan Khalil with Jordan Gross production. Like, but that was way that he built team camaraderie.
Yeah.
And I think that went a long way into forming those teams back in 13 through 17.
JJ, another guy that might be underrated because it didn't end well necessarily in his career, kind of peaked here with the Panthers, but I don't think a lot of people would remember that Trey Turner made five straight Pro Bowls.
That's another one.
He and Norwell, I brought them up, and obviously they're on both sides of Khalil there for all those years. Those guys were dynamos. Like, they were aggressive, they were smack talkers, they were tone setters for us. And again, that was kind of the beauty, right? Like, Ryan kind of led the offense and kept everyone kind of in line. And those two guys at the guard positions were just maulers. And obviously Trey went to five Pro Bowls in a row, and he was such an athletic guy, young guy coming out of LSU. And then again, Norwell went and got a big contract with Jacksonville because of what he did. I mean, again, most offensive lines that are really productive have a bunch of first and second round picks, and that wasn't necessarily that line. It was a bunch of really good football players, though, and I think Khalil was a big part of making that unit the strength that it was.
I at least knew that Khalil, Turner, and Norwell blocked. I had seen that, and I knew that. I did not, you know,
Michael Bates and Trey Turner, 2 5-time Pro Bowl guys in the franchise that a lot of people probably wouldn't guess that.
I brought up Michael Khalil. Bates, those guys are even more surprised.
When the kickoff was a real play. Now we're hopefully getting back to although we still don't totally know what's going to happen on this kickoff rule, but we do know, having had a few meetings, that the ball will be in play and Mack will not be going to go get a hot drop and roll during a important special team play. We'll get some action back. Maybe we can get ISM or Blackshear a couple Pro Bowls here now that they can actually return kicks.
That would be nice.
A former Panther employee points out to me too. Don't forget how underrated Chris Gamble was for a while too.
Yes, he definitely was. Yep. No doubt about it. I thought Munnerlyn was underrated.
Yep.
Like I thought, like people acted like at times like he was terrible, and I thought, hey man, it's a solid feisty, you know, slot corner.
Chris Gamble just did it quietly, very, 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 very quietly for a corner.
By the way, a texter says JJ was underrated until you guys started hyping him up like he was a combination of Brady and Urlacher. I don't know why that's the combination the guy picked.
That's a good combo. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I'll take it.
You would like to be that. All right. I have a question here. You know, it's the off season. I'm sure you guys are over there working out. I'm sure you guys are having some good, like, you know, getting to meet the new teammates and having some good bonding time over there in the locker room. And we've been told, whether it's by you or other people, your teammates in the past, that you are often involved in a good debate in the locker room. What are some of the, like, hottest sports debates? Is there Jordan, LeBron? I mean, like, what can you throw?
The off-season football is the king for Jordan, LeBron.
Like, okay.
Fight breaking out. I mean, that is the off-season because you're starting to get into the playoffs the whole thing. Like, my favorite time was I got to play with Charles Johnson for I think 9 of his 11 years.
Yeah.
And Charles Johnson would show up in a different LeBron jersey. He was the Heat. He was a Cavs fan. He was a Lakers fan. And it was always LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. And then, of course, you had some guys that were MJ fans. But if there's a near fight breaking out in the locker room, there's a 98% chance that it is a LeBron-Jordan fight. And that, this time of year is the king of that one. There's not a lot of, like, who's the better pitcher, Jacob DeGrom or Max Scherzer? There isn't quite as much interest in those categories. I'd love to have that, but again, most guys don't know who Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer are, so I have no one to argue with but myself.
Which you're capable of doing, I feel like.
TD was a big one.
That's right.
Thomas Davis.
That was Olsen and I. Olsen would intentionally take the opposite of whatever I wanted to debate about, just to annoy me.
Sounds like something we do here.
As a Mets guy, I need the answer to this question.
I knew he didn't believe what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. But it got you, probably got you. So did it get you mad anyway or no?
Oh, yeah. Got us completely fired up, 100%.
Thomas Davis was a big LeBron guy too, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. He was another one in that category. Yeah. Big LeBron guy.
Yeah, yeah. So Flound, you actually want the
the answer because I have an answer in my head.
Scherzer, DeGrom. Well, what's your answer?
This is exciting.
Oh, I think it's Scherzer. DeGrom gets hurt too much.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I think Jacob DeGrom is fantastic, but when you only throw 10 games a year, like, great, you have a 0 ERA, but the rest of the season keeps going. So,
Flounder, you don't like that answer?
Now they've both been hurt here for a while. So,
that's fair. That's fair.
I'll defer back to my personal favorite pitcher of all time, which is Randy Johnson. That's being an Arizona kid, and also growing up pre-Diamondbacks, a lot of kids in Arizona liked the Seattle Mariners, where Hecker and I have bonded.
Interesting.
Because that was the Randy Johnson, Jay Buhner, Ken Griffey Jr., A-Rod, Edgar Martinez, Alex Cora. You want me to keep going?
No, definitely not.
I could do that. So Randy Johnson's always been my personal favorite pitcher of all time.
Are you upset that Arizona lost the hockey team? Are you upset by that?
No, because no one in Arizona really cared about the hockey team, which is why they went bankrupt. That was the problem.
Okay, all right.
You kind of got what you deserved, okay. Unfortunately.
But I don't
want to see Arizona lose any professional sports teams, but they were playing pro hockey in a stadium that barely got 5,000 people in, and then
that's
everyone's surprised that they left.
Yeah, like, that's
that
a problem. Off to Salt Lake City, if y'all did not see the news. All right, brother. Well, hey, we appreciate it. Somebody says this segment has become Radio Seinfeld, a whole bunch of nothing. I take that as a compliment, sir.
That's our goal here.
I don't know how that was meant, but I'll take that as a compliment.
Which one am I then?
You're Cosmo Kramer. You kind of slide in here and you
jumping.
Not enough hair to be Kramer, though. I don't feel like JJ's got that hair.
JJ kind of, we're talking, and JJ slides to that door like Cosmo.
Who has Kramer's hair, though, Bone?
Oh, that is you. You are full Kramer. Yeah.
Way too much hair on this head right now. All right. JJ, you are the man. We will talk to you next week. Next week. Are you doing Friday again next week?
Let's do Friday again. Okay. We'll comment on the first 32 picks.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get a Panthers slide back into the first round, but we'll have plenty of time to preview what should be a pretty exciting second round for the Panthers.
You'll just analyze the draft for us.
There you go. Get your Kuiper Jr.
Absolutely.
On. By the way, it'll be real awkward next week if the Panthers trade up into the first round to take a long snapper. It would be really awkward.
Well, no, it won't. Guys, listen, it won't be that awkward. If they trade up in the first round for a long snapper, I'll just be in studio because I won't have a job.
That's true. It's one thing when they tried that crap in later rounds, right? This first round, that'd be an issue. Yeah. All right, brother.
You got a fighting chance if it's the sixth round. If it's the first round, you kind of know that's the end of your day.
All right, be good, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, boss.
Shower, shave, and share your mornings with Mac and Bone. Only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ.
The official home of the Charlotte Sports Fan.